USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in a deadly shooting at a West Texas Walmart is pleading not guilty. The 21-year-old made an extremely brief appearance before an El Paso judge late Thursday afternoon, where he said he understood the charges against him. He's accused of killing 22 people inside the Walmart in early August and will be back in court in November. Defense attorney Mark Stevens says there are two sides to every story.
We look forward to the opportunity to try this case in a courtroom at some point. And let everything be told. And we'll ask everybody, media and everybody else, to keep an open mind.
President Trump is at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, delivering remarks at a Keep America Great rally. On Thursday at the closing bell, the Dow was up 151 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The company that operates the Target Center in Minneapolis says they will not cover the city's costs for President Trump's re-election rally today. Mayor Jacob Frey, without any proof, says many cities have not been paid by the Trump campaign for protecting their cities. The Minneapolis mayor is no fan of President Trump. The Army says the deployment of U.S.-based personnel to Europe will be the largest in 25 years. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Pentagon officials say the Defender Europe 20 exercise is scheduled for next spring. The Army says the exercise will show how quickly the American military can move a large combat force of soldiers as well as equipment from the United States to Europe in the event of a potential crisis there. About 37,000 U.S. allied and partner nation service members are expected to be involved, including some 20,000 soldiers who will be deployed from the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sports can often transcend politics. Take, for example, what happened on Wednesday. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, both polar opposites on the political landscape, joined forces in a bipartisan effort to bash the NBA regarding their stance on China and free speech in America. Cruz joins CNBC and says there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in the NBA.
It's a striking contrast. You know, we've seen when different states in the United States have passed laws protecting religious liberty, that athletic leagues have been perfectly willing to declare boycotts of those states and to denounce them loudly based on LGBT issues. Well, that's easy to do because that doesn't cost them any money, so it lets them virtue signal all day long. But there's nothing at stake here. When the Chinese communists in Hong Kong are oppressing dissidents, are suppressing free speech, or violating human rights, where the stakes matter intensely, and there's a choice between standing for free speech and human rights or making another buck, sadly the NBA has demonstrated where its priorities lie, and I believe we can do better.
Cruz is a big fan of the Houston Rockets and has attended many games in Houston. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.